$29 million. Boy, that's a big debt. If his goal is $29 million, that was in 1960 prices. What do you reckon it would be today? It's astronomical. Be about 50 times that. All right? You know what that servant did? God forgave that servant of his stinking sins and all of his idolatries and old hatreds and malice and everything else. And you know what he did? He went out and found one of his fellow servants that owed him 100 pence. You know what that is? $15. God just forgave him $19 million at least. And now a fellow servant owed him $15. And you know what he did? He laid his hands on him, took him by the throat, and saying, pay me what you owe me. And that fellow servant fell down and besought him, said, have patience with me. The same thing he told his Lord. And he says, I'll pay you. But he would not. He cast him in prison till he'd pay the debt. And then the fellow servants that saw this conspiracy going on, they went and told their Lord. And his Lord called him and said, oh, you wicked servant, I forgave you that debt because you desired it. Shouldest you not have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had compassion on thee? Now, here's the sentence then. God forgave him, but now God is an Indian giver. He's taking it back, and he puts another sentence on him. Here it is. And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. God will torment it out of you when you hold ill will and malice. He'll torment it out of you. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Yeah, but he was wrong. God said, you've been wrong, and I forgave you. So therefore, you forgive whether or not. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we want God to do a lot of good things for us. We've got to be willing to love our neighbor as good as we do ourselves and take God at his word. Matthew 14:14, Jesus went forth and saw the multitudes that were sick, and he was moved with compassion on them, and he healed every one of them. Praise God. I tell you, there's some wonderful scriptures in this Bible on the compassion of Jesus Christ. But we've got to meet his conditions. He says, according to your faith, so be it unto you. As thou hast believed, so be it unto thee. Go your way. Your faith hath made thee whole. And it's your faith and my faith that brings us into that right relationship that God can give us the wonderful benefits of Calvary, salvation, forgiveness, and healing. Praise God in the strengthening of our bodies. We've got to repent, get anything we got in our system out. We've got to be clear with God, clean with God, come clean. If we want what Calvary purchased for us by the death of Jesus Christ. Now, you that are here, you've got afflictions in your bodies. You've got needs. I want you to come to this altar. Now, pride will bring you low. You ain't telling nobody what you got. You're telling Jesus what you got. Bring it up here to him. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, the song says, and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and he will heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. You want God to have mercy on you? Then you have mercy. Have mercy on yourself. You need to get yourself thoroughly right with God so God will do this act of mercy and compassion toward you. Come on, folks. Come on, if you got something wrong with your body, you need to kneel down here. Jesus said, if there's any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if you've committed sins, God will forgive you your sins. Praise God. I tell you, that's a bargain. But you got to get everything out of your life and heart. Confess it to the Lord. Repent of it. Repent of it. Get everything straight between you and the Lord. Nothing between my soul and my Savior. Nothing preventing the least of his favor. Make the way clear. let nothing between. Praise the Lord.